Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's right. It's time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here, brought to you by MakingAid.com. No doubt about it. We have got some big things to talk about today. We are winding things down for our 2010 season, and what a great year it has been for Making Eight. Thanks to all of you Making Eight Maniacs out there. We sure do appreciate it. You guys have been fantastic, and we absolutely love you guys. Hopefully, you guys are going to continue to spread the word and help make 2011 even bigger. And, you know, the bottom line is this. The ones that really benefit from it are you, the fans. That's what we're all about right here, is making it possible for you, the fans, to be closer to the sport and to get a grip. That's what it's all about right there. So I see we've got some of our Making Eight Maniacs on board in our chat room. Want to thank you guys for listening in. We've also got some fans tuning in on the phone lines, and we certainly appreciate y'all as well. If you want to give us a big shout-out, we'd love to hear from you. 646-915-9940. Let's talk about your New Year's resolutions here on the Making Eight Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Tell us what you guys have planned and what you guys are going to set up as your New Year's resolution for this year. We want to hear from you. 646-915-9940. Or you can just jump on there with us and join us in the chat room. Doesn't cost you a thing, but you got to be signed up in order to be able to chat live with us. So got to build yourself a little profile deal. Like I said, don't take a whole lot of time, but we sure would appreciate it. We'd love to hear from all of our Making Eight fans out there. So, how about this? Breaking news this morning, and I'm talking breaking news. Flint Rasmussen signed up on Twitter. He's got himself a Twitter account. How about it, Making Eight fans? I know you guys are really into it, really excited about it. I know you guys have been wanting it for a while. Flint is on Twitter. So that is some great news coming at you here this morning. I woke up and checked my deal and seen that he was on there. I said, holy cow. So hopefully, maybe we'll line him up and try to get him on our show with us. We'd love to hear from Flint and see how he's doing, getting ready for the big season coming up here, 2011. Only a few days away there, rodeo fans. Y'all better get a grip. I'm telling you, it's going to be a wild one. Now, we'll talk a little bit more about it here coming up. We got some big news coming in the very near future from Making Eight there, Making Eight Maniacs. So y'all stay tuned to that. You've got to stay on board with us. I'm telling you, I was on the phone for 2 hours this morning before the show, and it is big. Big, big, big. I'm telling you, there's some big things coming at you. I don't want to give it out just yet, but I'm telling you, there are some huge things coming at you. With Making Eight. Making Eight is about ready to start breaking out wide open, and we're glad. We're thankful for you, the Making Eight fans, and the rodeo and bull riding fans, really. I mean, that's what you guys are. We're gonna end up catering to you. We're going to end up helping you guys out. We've got some big things to talk about here. I don't know if it's going to be today. May or may not be. I just don't know if I can bite my tongue much longer. So with that, we got some cowboy logic coming at you here towards the end of our show. Want to remind you that if you want to jump on board with us, 646-915-9940. We want to hear about your New Year's resolutions. We're going to take a short break, and this first break is going to be brought to you by KatJohnson.net. That's right. With her new book, Ride, on the market today. You guys get over to KatJohnson.net. Make sure to get over and check out her books. Not Your Mama's Romance, I can promise you that. Don't go anywhere, Making Eight Maniacs. This song right here is from Miss Kat Johnson, who is in our chat room right now. I want to say a big old shout-out to you. Congratulations on your debut of The Ride. So here you go.
Saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts, take it from me. World champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy, runs in your jeans.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Making8.com. That's right. And, of course, we've got some more of our Making Eight Maniacs joining us in the chat room. Want to say big old howdy to you. We've also got some tuning in on the phone lines. Of course, we've got Miss Shannon of Taylor Truck and Auto Repair tuning in on the phone lines right now. We've also got Miss Donna Davis, one of your Air Force favorites located out in Texas, hanging out with us there on the phone lines. We sure do appreciate you. 646-915-9940 is the number to call. And if you want to talk to us, make sure to push 1 on your phone so we know that you're ready to jump on board with us. We got a lot of things coming at you, and we got a lot of things to talk about. Obviously, the PBR is only a few days away. They're Making Eight Maniacs. We're just over a week away. I mean, today is Tuesday, and we got a week from this Friday, and we will be in New York. PBR will be in New York. I will not be in New York. It's way too cold up there for me this time of year. But if I had the opportunity to be up there with PBR, I would certainly do it. So if you guys are going to be up in that area, I know Miss Kat Johnson, who is debuting her book, The Ride. And, of course, that song there, 8-Second Ride by Chris LeDoux, was dedicated just for her. And we know that Kat's going to be up that way. If you guys are going to be up in that area, you guys want to jump out there, make sure to get in contact with her. They're going to be doing some tweet ups, sending us some messages for the ones that can't be out there, and we're going to have a lot of fun staying in touch with those guys out there in New York. Let's see. I know that some cowboy logic has been thrown out there this morning in a bad, bad way. I'm telling you, these young ladies of the Making Eight Maniacs have been fired up all morning long. I didn't even have a chance to get down and get my coffee and started reading some of the tweets coming on, and I'm telling you, it made my face turn red. And I've read some of Kat Johnson's books, and they did not make my face turn red, but y'all were making me blush this morning. So holy cow, talk about fired up, y'all. Y'all young ladies were definitely fired up. But we love y'all to death, having a great time with it. And we've got a lot of things coming at you. We've got a week. We're trying to work things out, have not been in contact. I know that Shane Hanchey is actually on his way to Florida right now. He's going to be out in Okeechobee at the Buck Daniels Ranch. And they're going to be putting on a Joe Beaver roping school starting tomorrow. And I believe that goes through Thursday. And so I guess it's Wednesday and Thursday. And let's see, what else do we got? We got, Brendan Clark's show, his video broadcast. I know that he is going to be changing some of his times around. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to Brendan Clark. I believe it's Brendan Clark 80 at Twitter. And check for his updates, as he will be announcing when his broadcasts are going to be this week. And I know that he's going to be kind of changing some things around, getting ready for the season to get underway. So you guys make sure to stay tuned with that. It's going to be really good to see how he continues to do his broadcast during the season. I know a lot of you fans are going to be able to interact and be able to talk about some of the things that are happening from week to week. So his shows are going to really be good. It's going to be real informative for you fans and a great way for you guys to interact with Brendan and some of the other PBR stars out there. So make sure to stay tuned with him and follow him on Twitter if you are not already. I see some of the comments coming in, and Miss Kat Johnson, no, actually Buck did not make my face turn red as it did this morning when you guys were out here just all kinds of antsy. I mean, y'all were just fired up this morning. But anyhow, we got some cool things. I mean, New Year's resolutions. Come on there, Making Eight Maniacs. What are your New Year's resolutions out there? We want to hear about them. We want to know what they are. Give us a call, 646-915-9940. We're winding things down. We've only got a couple more episodes left in 2010, and then we go back to starting things up right there in 2011. And I believe day one, January 1st, we're going to be out doing a broadcast. I'm not 100% on it. I can't guarantee it, but I'm telling you, it should be a good deal. It actually is not going to be a rough stock event. It will be a roping event if things go through and we can get it set up to be out there to do that broadcast. But you guys are going to have an opportunity to see Shane Hanchey and several others compete for some big prizes. It's going to be a big deal. It's this is one of the biggest roping events here in the Southeast, so you guys do not want to miss that. So make sure to stay tuned to Making Eight, and we'll let you know what's going on later on in the week as we start getting things set up for that. How about Tandy Freeman? You know, I saw the post yesterday coming at you. It was really informative, talking about Tandy Freeman serving, you know, the rodeo community for over 17 years. He's been trying to patch guys back together so they can get out there and compete right there for you, the fans. And he's been doing a fantastic job. I mean, really, you know, you take a look at what he's done over the many years that he's been out there. And, you know, they'll tell you that, you know, inside the arena, the bullfighters are the cowboy lifesavers. But when it comes to outside the arena and dealing with these injuries, Tandy Freeman is the cowboy lifesaver. And, you know, we want to give him credit and say thank you for the work that you've done. It was a fantastic article. I see the comments coming in that the PBR did on Tandy, and we sure appreciate it as fans to be able to see Tandy come out there and be reassured to know that these cowboys are going to get the best care possible. Says a lot, you know, it really does. And just by seeing that name come out there in Tandy Freeman, you know that he's going to be there. That cowboy is going to be in the best hands. So, you know, and he's dealt with a lot of severe injuries over the years at these events, you know, but he's done a fantastic job. So we just definitely want to say we appreciate it. I see that looks like Miss Donna is posting some Twitter updates on her New Year's resolution since she's tuning in on the phone lines right now. And her New Year's resolution is to make it to as many PBR events as she can, including the finals in October. And you know what? That's actually one of our goals as well. Our New Year's resolution is to make it to not only the NFR like we did this year, courtesy of Taylor Truck and Auto and CatJohnson.net, but we look at to make it to not only the NFR but also the PBR finals, both big events in Las Vegas this next year. So you guys stay tuned to that. It's going to be a fantastic year. But you know what? More importantly, we need your support. We need you guys, the Making Eight Maniacs, on board with us, spreading the word about us, telling us, talking about us at every rodeo event you go to. You know, if you guys want to be a part of helping distribute information, we've got Miss Sandy, you know, 2G Bucking Bulls out there. She's been handing out flyers at some of the events that she's been to, and we cannot thank you guys enough. You guys are a big part of what of how successful Making Eight is. And for that, we're going to give you something. We're going to open that door. Been working with a few people behind the scenes, and we haven't really let on what we are doing. It's just developed over the last couple weeks, but I can tell you that we have got some big things coming at you, some really big things. And you know, it's going to be huge. I see that Cat Johnson's New Year resolution is to turn off Twitter for an hour a day and write. Well, good luck with that. With all of us maniacs out there just, you know, stirring that pot for you, I know it's going to be hard. So that's going to be a very difficult resolution for you to be able to handle there, Miss Cat Johnson. So, I see Sandy's New Year's resolution is to tie a better flank. Well, you know, that's what it's all about right there. Just remember, every time you get there on the, you know, on those bucking chutes and, you know, you get ready to tie it, just know that that's your New Year's resolution is to tie a better flank. So you got to work at it. And, you know, we're very anxious to be out that way. I think that, you know, some big things might be in the works with Making Eight. We might be relocating out there to the Oklahoma area, and we'll be neighbors with Sandy and, of course, Miss Donna just down the road from us there across the border in Texas, you know. So we might just be out there in that area being able to hang out with you Making Eight Maniacs just a little bit more, but we are going to have the opportunity to hang out with y'all this, you know, earlier this year. We've got the PBR event going on in Tampa in April, and we're going to be out there for that, hopefully being able to do a live video broadcast with guys like Brendan Clark and some of the other PBR stars and getting you, the Making Eight Maniacs, involved with what's going on. Let's see. Oh, I see. You know what, man? Miss Kat Johnson is just on fire today. I don't know. I think it's her new book has just got her so fired up this morning. She's posting comments in our chat room there. I'm telling you, it'll make Cowboy blush for sure. So, anyhow, what do we got going on here? Let's see. 646-915-9940. If you want to jump on and give us a quick call, we'd love to hear from you. Make sure that, you know, you push one on your phone so we know that you want to talk with us. If not, you can just sit back and tune in right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. What else is going on in the world of rodeo and bull riding? Y'all tell me. Y'all are out there getting ready. I know that everybody's got the PBR on their brain, and they're ready to get fired up for the 2011 season for the Built Ford Tough Series. And we're ready to see all the top bull riders back in action. I see some of the comments coming in about us and when they want or when we're going to have shirts out there. We are looking to get some of our Making It Maniac shirts out there this year. Coming up probably in February, March, we're going to have some Making It Maniac shirts for you. They'll be available on MakingIt.com. We're going to have them posted a few other places, so you guys can stay tuned to that. They are coming. Don't think that they're not. They're going to be here, and we're going to make those available to you. That's right, Miss Sandy, I see that she's got she's posting in there in our chat room. The IFR is coming up January 14th through the 16th. It's going to be a good deal. That's going to be held in Oklahoma City, and they've also got a rough stock sale going on the 11th and 12th. So I know Miss Sandy's going to be out there. If any of you guys are out in that area but want to head up there and watch a great event, the IFR, you don't want to miss it. We actually have a lot of people that are going to be out there that we know firsthand. I know that one of our good friends, Jay Brainerd, is a bullfighter, and he's actually located in northeast Oklahoma. He's going to be out there. I believe he's going to be fighting in the bullfighting competition. We also have Carter Hall. And, of course, you guys saw him when we were out in Vegas. We were able to sit down with him. So you're going to be able to see him as well and several others. So make sure you guys get over there and check them out. It's going to be a really cool opportunity. You know, great way to start off the new year. You know, that's the biggest thing is you guys have got to get out to these events. You know, that's what's going to continue to keep this tradition alive and to keep it going. You know, go out there and see these events and then come back and talk on Making It with them. You know, we want to hear from you. We want to know about them. We want to know what's going on. So I see Miss Wealthy 66 posting out there that she's going to be at the Touring Pro event in Fairfax on the 7th and 8th. And she's got front row seats both nights. Wow, that's impressive. And I know that that should be a great time. That should be a really great time. I believe that Making It might just be out at some of the Touring Pro events this year, so you guys are going to have an opportunity to hear from us. If we're not broadcasting live through the video feeds, which we are looking to do, we're still in talks with the PBR. Hopefully something will come of that, and we'll be able to get out and do some video broadcasting of these events so you, the Making It fans, can tune in and watch it live and be able to talk with us as we chat and we have our open chat room and talk with the other fans during the broadcast. Would be an awesome time. But we will be doing some tweet ups and that type of thing up there for you. So you guys will be able to keep in touch and know what's going on with us as we get out there to some of those events this year. But you know, you got to travel for all of those. And sometimes it's kind of difficult for us. So with that being said, we're looking for some sponsorships. If you guys know of anybody, make sure to get the word out about us and tell them, hey, look, this is a great advertisement. I mean, you look at Miss Kat Johnson, you look at Taylor Truck and Auto, and I'm sure that they will tell you what we were able to do with them for not only in Vegas, but, you know, during our radio broadcasts and that type of thing. You know, we absolutely will work hard for you. And you guys will get the benefits from it, and so will the advertisers. And we've got some big events coming up that we want to be out to. It's just a matter of making sure that we're going to have the sponsorships in order to be able to travel down those roads. Because this is This is it. This is what my job is right here, is working for you, the rodeo fans, you, the bull riding fans, getting you guys excited, getting you guys fired up, keeping you in tune as to what's going on, where and how, and being able to provide a basically a public service for you, the fans. Let's see. Oh, it looks like 2G is working hard on getting to Oklahoma at the Built Ford Tough Series and Tulsa. That should be some really cool things. Now, do they actually have two events in Oklahoma this year, Miss Sandy? See if you can give us an answer on that one. I've not even checked the full schedule. Usually I just go to it, click to it, and find out how close they're going to be to Florida because that's where we're located, and I'm not sure how far we can travel, you know. But I will tell you this, we got some big things in the works. You guys just stay tuned. I'm telling you, you're not going to want to miss it. Big things. Like I said, been a lot of behind the scenes work, Making Eight has been doing, and we're going to talk about them when we come back from this break. So don't go anywhere, Making Eight Maniacs. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingEight.com. And of course, this next break is going to be brought to you by one of our newest partners and friends, and U.S. Rodeo Supply. So you guys make sure to go check them out, usrodeosupply.com. If you're looking for any of your rodeo needs, you can find them right there at U.S. Rodeo Supply. Go check them out. Don't go anywhere, fans. We'll be right back on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Buckle. I put my life on the line, 8 seconds at a time. It ain't for the money, baby, it's strictly to shine. I'm going to buckle white knuckles even when I'm hurt, and I'm a cowboy up till I'm under the dirt. I've been thought I've been fucked and banged, but I'm a cowboy, baby, so it ain't no thing. Got all my shots and boots, climb up in the chutes. Now my head and I'm gone, ride them all night long. I will not hold on till the day that I'm gone. Got on my Wrangler jeans with a Copenhagen ring. Boots by Rocky, damn right, I'm cocky. Feel full tough, ain't nothing can stop me. So ice to Bud Light, not at the gate, man. Down in the well, all away from my hand. I'm gonna ride, do I draw from night moves to big bucks. Call ticket sale on that and tell them bring in the big truck. I need help to carry all this cash. With 96 and a half on scene of the crash. Fire up the grill, tell Johnsonville. Put some rocks on, we party all night long. It's Las Vegas, baby, where the players play. PBR, VIP up in Mandalay Bay. Yeah, I'm a cowboy. Yeah, I'm a roughneck. I wear a mossy oak. I hunt with Bowtech. I rent for free perk. Got me a Branson. A big tractor. Fear is no factor. Call me on Ant Mobile because I'm nationwide. It's a PBR, baby. One hell of a ride. I put my life on the line. 8 seconds at a time. It ain't for the money, baby. It's strictly to shine. I'm going to bust a white knuckle even when I'm hurt. And I'm a cowboy up till I'm under the dirt. I've been stomped and sold. I've been fucked and banged. But I'm a cowboy, baby. So it ain't no thing. Got all my shots and boots. Climb up in the chutes. Now my head and I'm gone. Ride them all night long. The toughest sport on dirt. My middle name is Hurt. But still, I robbed them a glove. Rodeo was my love. Drawing neon nights and just a dream to find. Swerving for 8 seconds. All this on my mind. Getting hung up and booked. That's just part of the deal. We got them dicky bullfighters and they harder to steal. This is really the gift. I pray nothing will harm me. That's why we teamed up with the U.S. Army. Calling a prize if you needin' a ride. BBR9.com will get you inside. So you can see the greatest show on dirt. Put your stepping on with your crippled Greek shirt. This is really the gift. Thank you to Rob Smith. Much love to Crabtree from all of the PB. Oh, you a star that's still gon' shine. And every night these cowboys gon' lay it on the line. Come on, I'm like on the line. 8 seconds at a time. It ain't for the money, baby. It's strictly to shine. I'm gon' bust a white knuckle even when I'm hurt. And I'm a cowboy up till I'm under the dirt. I've been stomped and sold. I've been fucked and banged. But I'm a cowboy, baby, so it ain't no thing. Got all my shots and boots.
Crazy side, damn near all your life. Not about to change, but they don't.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Radio Show. Sorry about that, y'all. We lost our switchboard. We lost our switchboard in a bad way. Everything just kind of seemed to crash on us. We're overloaded here this morning. Let's see here. Trying to send some messages out right now so we can get some of our special guests on board. And we'll see if we can't talk with some of the some of your favorites out there. Y'all just bear with me here. We're trying to get things back up and rolling, and we are now. Let's see. Yeah, that's right, Miss Wellesley. We found the switchboard, and it is back up and running. So we appreciate it. Sorry about that confusion there. And, hey, it is what it is. You know, we just roll with it right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. I'm surprised it didn't happen yesterday, you know, yesterday being Monday and all. But, hey, we're having a great week here. We're starting things off just right, and we'll just bear with all these little technical difficulties. That's what we've done from day one. Y'all saw that out in Vegas just about every day. So, yeah, we'll get it together. I promise you. Y'all just stay with us. I saw one of the comments coming in there. Actually, they were Miss Donna Davis was checking on the status of the Making 8 broadcast of the Touring Pro events, and we are still working that out. I can tell you that we have had contact with the PBR, and they are interested, and we are looking and trying to schedule some of those events, and we will let you know as soon as we get some confirmations on those. Could be as early as this week. So we'll have to let you know on those. But if all goes well, we will be out at some Touring Pro events this year, and you guys will have an opportunity to watch some of the Touring Pro events broadcasted live on Making8.com. So could be really good for you guys. We've also got some other events that we're looking to broadcast. Like I said, one being this roping event coming up January 1st. Could be a really good opportunity for you guys to check out and visit with Shane Hanchey and a few of the other guys that you guys saw at the NFR. Will be a really good time there, so you guys stay tuned to that as well. Hey, let's talk some PBR. Tell us what's going on. I mean, I see some of the comments coming in there about getting Flint on board, and we are definitely going to work on that. We got him on Twitter now. We're one step closer to making that contact with Flint, getting him here on our show. I know you Making 8 Maniacs would absolutely love it, and we want to do that for you guys. We would love to have Flint jump on board with us, and so we're going to work on that. If you guys have seen some of my tweets coming across, you guys will know that we've been making contact with not only Flint, but several of the other guys, some of the PBR bull riders and that type of thing, and shoot, we might even have some of them check in. We'll just have to wait and see. You know, we're only a few days away. We've only got a few more broadcasts left. I mean, we've got two more shows this week, and, you know, then we've got next week, and then we kick things off. So we want to hear from you guys. Who's your pick? You know, who's your pick to win New York, to come back out there and finish strong? You know, I don't want to go against the Killer Bees. I think that the Brazilians are going to be a strong front run this year. But I think some of the Americans, you know, we've seen some of the guys get ready and they're getting tuned up and they're getting fired up and they're ready to go bucks and bulls. And so we should have an opportunity to see some of, you know, some of these American guys come back and make a run for it. I would certainly love to be able to see that. You know, you got guys like Brendan Clark. You know, of course, he is Australian, but he calls, you know, America his second home. You know, I would love to see a guy like him or Austin Meyer. He definitely has my pick. You know, I see some of the comments in there. JB actually won some of the Touring Pro events over the off season here this past month, and so I think JB is going to be a strong run for it as well. You know, I see some of the other names coming in there. Ryan McConnell's another good one that I think will be a favorite, you know, to win these events. Now, like I said, we're talking about New York right now. Let's see who's got the right pick. I'm gonna put my debut on Austin. I think that Austin has a pretty good shot. Of course, we've had him here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show twice during the off season. Had an opportunity to talk with him, but he's my pick. He's definitely one that I'm favorited to win, or at least I'm pulling for. But then again, I'm pulling for all the guys. You know, I just want to see these guys come out and start things off real strong. It's going to be an exciting season for the PBR fans. And, you know, I think that you guys are going to really enjoy it. The competition's going to be heated up. A lot of these guys have that pressure of competing with the Brazilians because they have competed so strong. So I see one of the comments coming in our chat room right now about our Making 8 radio schedule. We are still going to continue our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows Monday through Thursday. And we're going to continue to talk some of the PBR. We're going to talk about that on a daily basis. We're going to let you guys know what we find out. And we're opening that door for you, the fans, that if you guys find out information, please pass that along to us. This is the community where we can sit together and talk about it during the week. So every day our Lunch Hour Radio shows will be going on, same time, same channel. And then as far as our video broadcasting and things like that goes, you guys just have to stay tuned throughout the year and see where we're going to be and what we're going to be doing with those. I will tell you that we will also have our Back on the Ranch shows on Sunday nights in most cases. We may change those to Monday nights just depending on what happens with the PBR and what they plan on doing. So we may give you two shows on Mondays. It really just depends. I like the Sunday night shows, but the PBR has got Versus on. They're going to be doing some of their broadcasting on Sunday night, so we don't want to conflict with that at all. I think that we're going to open up that door and give you guys the opportunity to to watch Versus on Sunday nights when they are broadcasting. So that may change, but our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows will always continue to be 12:30 Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Thursday. So you guys can make sure to get a grip on those and continue to spread the word. That's what it's all about. 646-915-9940 is the number to call. If you want to jump on board with us, make sure to push 1 on your phone so we know you want to talk. Other than that, we're going to sit back and let you just tune in here on the phone lines. We've got some of our Making 8 Maniacs on board tuning in right now. We sure do appreciate you. We've also got a lot of our fans here in the chat rooms ready to talk. And we've even got some of our newcomers here. Like I said, if you guys see, I want to welcome aboard Mr. Matt Owen. I know that he's affiliated with U.S. Rodeo Supply. Him and I have been talking a lot. I've probably been doing more talking. But I want to welcome him aboard here in the chat room, see that he's signed up with Blog Talk, and he's ready to get a grip here with Making 8 and our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows, and we sure do appreciate you, man. Let's see. I see that some of the fans out here are really just excited about the upcoming 2011 PBR season. Looks like Miss Wealthy is talking about JB in there signing her hat and that she wears it every time that he rides. So way to go. I'm telling you guys, y'all better get a grip. Some big things are about to happen with Making 8, and you guys are going to have an opportunity to see those real soon. Not just for Making 8, but really more importantly for you, the fans, you, the people that build the rodeo community and make it what it is today, you guys are going to have an opportunity to really get a grip on some really cool things very, very soon. So you guys just hang tight with us. I'm telling you, it's going to be huge. What a way to start off the 2011 season. I mean, we are going to have a network, a community built together where we can all come together and hang out and talk. It's going to be great. I'm telling you, we got some big things in the works. So you guys just stay tuned and get a grip. We got about 15 minutes left in our show. We're still looking. Always take your cowboy logic unless you're part of the Cat Johnson fan club, because those are just a little bit too saucy for our show. But we have seen a lot of cowboy logic coming at you this morning. Some of our Making 8 Maniacs were just fired up. But let's see. I see I see Miss Sandy out there putting in her comment about some of her favorites. Of course, Ryan being her number one favorite, just because she worked with him this year, this during this off season, putting on an event out there in Oklahoma. And you know what? Kudos to him. You know, I mean, I got to give him props for doing something like that. That's a really cool thing for him to be able to come together and bring some bulls down to an event and work with Miss Sandy. You know, he's definitely an upstanding guy. And we appreciate all of the PBR superstars, I guess you could say, you know, for doing what they do. I mean, it really is. You know, I mean, nowhere are you going to find the interaction with the fans like you will in rodeo or in bull riding. You know, and that's where Making Eight kind of comes into play. We're just happy to provide a home for them to kind of bring, you know, a home for them to have our fans already located in one spot, and then our you know, PBR athletes, our favorite rodeo athletes can all come together and, you know, meet up right here on MakingEight.com. We're just kind of that central area, but I'm telling you, we're about to open the door. The door is about to open in a big, big way, so you guys have better stay tuned. You guys hear me talking about it, and I don't see any comments about what you guys are looking for and how excited you are. I'm telling you, it's going to blow your socks off. Y'all have better get a grip on this deal because it's about to go wide open. 2011 is going to be great for you fans. It's going to be great for the athletes. It's going to be great for the sport. I can promise you that. It's going to be really cool. And, yeah, there's going to be some neat things. Let's see. Oh, I see that, Miss Sandy out there. Yes, I talked with Miss Sandy. She got a sneak peek last night as to what's going on. And, I think that some of our friends and some of our partners are on to something really big, and this is going to be cool. So you guys better just hang tight because I'm telling you, it's going to be neat. And we're going to let y'all know more about it here very, very soon. Trying to catch up on some of my Twitter updates and find out what's going on here in the world of Twitter land. I know that we've got Miss Donna Davis tuning in, and we sure do appreciate it. She's actually on the phone, or she's on the phone lines tuning in. So we've got some more of our Making Eight Maniacs on board. Remember, 646-915-9940. If you guys want to tell us what your New Year's resolution is, what your plans are for the 2011 year, let us know. Feel free to give us a call. Make sure you push 1 on your phone so we know that you want to talk to us and you're not just there to listen. We do have some very few open phone lines. You know, but they are available to you, so you feel free to jump on board and give us a call. 646-915-9940. Let's see, what else do we got going on here? Trying to wind things down. We told y'all about the Touring Pro events that we're hoping to get out there to. You guys continue to show support for Making Eight by letting the PBR know how much y'all appreciate what we're doing. That's going to be key in letting them know that we're on to a really cool thing here and that you, the fans, are enjoying it. You know, that's going to be real, real important for you guys to help us continue to do what we're doing. Of course, we're always looking for our sponsors here for 2011. If you guys are looking to market your product or get us out to some of your events, make sure to contact us. Do you guys like the new look on MakingEight.com? We kind of gave you a little bit more. We simplified it just a little bit. Kind of gave you a whole new look where you guys can get on board there and jump on and just kind of hang out, see everything right there on the homepage. You know, that's kind of what we wanted to open the door for right there on Making Eight, where you guys can just view the one main page. We do have several other pages. Of course, we've got our blog town. You guys can jump on board over there and blog with us. We would love to have you sign up and be able to post comments and that type of thing. Please make sure you do that. You know, and if you're interested in posting your own blogs about PBR or about your, you know, views and opinions on rodeo, make sure to give us a call or, you know, send us an email or something. We'll be happy to make you part of that. You guys can actually be part of Making Eight that way. Wow, I see that we've got a few more latecomers in there. Looks like we've got Miss Mary Ann joining us today. Want to say a big old shout-out to you, and we sure appreciate you tuning in right here on the Lunch Hour Radio Show. We got about 10 minutes left there, Making Eight Maniacs. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to take another short break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap things up here on the Lunch Hour Radio Show. So don't go anywhere, fans. We'll be right back.
All right,
God. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Making8.com. That's right. We are wrapping things up. We got about 5 minutes left in our show. Want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Want to remind you, we got some cool things to talk about here coming up tomorrow. PBR is just about ready to get things fired up for their 2011 season. How about some cowboy logic for the day? And here it is. Obviously, we could not post some of the things coming at you that the Cowboy Logic, some of the Making 8 Maniacs were posting out there this morning. But this one here I thought was a real good one coming at you courtesy of Wiley Peterson. That's right, another one of the PBR superstars. His Cowboy Logic for the day was this: today is the best day to live better. Something to think about. There is your Cowboy Logic for the day, courtesy of Wiley Peterson and, of course, Making8.com. Y'all keep making sure to tune in to Making8.com as we're going to release some new things. We've got some cool things we're going to be posting up there, and you guys make sure to get a grip with it. So until tomorrow when we sit back on our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, you Making8 Maniacs, get a grip. Let's talk some PBR tomorrow. Stay tuned.
Listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making8 is a winner.